All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. I was rooting around behind the hospital.
Oh, okay.
You know, as I do.
Looking for adjustable beds.
Looking for all kinds of stuff, man.
Oh, okay.
Like Fight Club stuff.
Oh.
You know, like that, to render in a soap.
Yeah, yeah. Sharps.
Oh, God, I love sharps. Mm. Dude. Like, I put a thing on online about wanting sharps, and then just like a bunch of skinheads against racial prejudice showed up at my house. You know,
it was, I mean, like, you probably have a lot to talk about with them.
Totally. Like, at first I'm like, oh no, skinheads. And then I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. There's something different about these skinhead mimics.
Wait a minute. Why is that skinhead hugging a black guy? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
What the?
My preconceived notions.
Yeah. Oh no. But really, you know, so what I found here that I wanted us to go through is this garbage bag full of used pregnancy tests.
Fun. This is one of the grosser things you've ever said to me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is just a bunch of popsicle sticks soaked in lady piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's lady piss, so it's not as gross.
There you go. Cool. Now that you mentioned that, all right. Yeah. I was gonna ask for gloves, but
why would you need gloves, dude? It's lady piss. It's practically sterile.
Well, so, I mean, so like as a randomization, I mean, it's either yes, no, or maybe.
Sure.
Ask again later.
Well, here's the thing, right? Is okay. They make tons of these, and this hospital has been saving them up before they threw them away. So they're all through the century. Okay. So some of them have different letters, different symbols and stuff. And okay. I think that if you just reach in there and just like grab a handful, and you lay them out, it'll be kind of like a word scramble, and that word might be a game.
Okay.
You know, like in this one, it says like, oh, you are really pregnant. And this one says, uh-oh, time for pregnancy, you know, et cetera.
Gee, good boy.
Yeah, good boy or girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, go ahead and just reach in a hand.
I mean, can I just dump this container over and we can see there? Do I have to touch them?
Well, otherwise, then we're just going to have all the letters in the world. Then we can just choose whatever game we want.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, this is where the randomization comes from. And then afterwards, we're going to get chicken wings. So... with your unwashed hands.
It's only hey, fucking yuck, man. It's only fair.
Yes.
Like, you keep on saying that. It gets less it gets less convincing each time, Gary. All right, let's just I'm just gonna do this real quick. I'm gonna take out like 10 of them, so
okay. All right, get those out. All right, let's unscramble them here.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Wow. Your prediction was kind of right. The first one's an R here.
Yep.
It says really, really pregnant is what it says.
Yep. Really, really pregnant. Uh-oh. No baby.
Yep.
It's from the Uh-Oh series from the 70s.
back when they invented Uh-Oh. You got a what?
A G.
A G? Yeah.
G's the next one. It says G, which could stand for like, you know, it's a girl.
Right.
Girl, comma, it's a...
Yeah, you know, yeah. Bob, we had a baby. It's a boy. Yeah.
Go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Got another R.
Yeah.
Here.
It says R, matey. Ahoy, there's a baby. It's from a pirate.
Baby ho!
Yeah. Baby ahoy.
That's the next one. It's ahoy. Ahoy. A baby. This is from the pirate series.
Yeah, cool. Ah. It's weird how they have two. You got to collect them all is the thing.
Yeah.
No, it's I mean, we're not going to keep on doing this fucking acrostic, are we?
We're so close, Cole.
we got T. Try again. All right.
Yeah. Try again. B, and then we got S here. Sounds like somebody should rent a bigger apartment because it's time to build another room for the next time you try to get pregnant. Because this time it's not true, but you want to be prepared.
Right.
It's a really tricky one.
Really circuitous. Yeah. It's very non-confrontational pregnancy test. Rugrats.
Rugrats. Well, we've done Rugrats already, so let's draw another. Urine.
No. There's another one. They made more than one Rugrats game.
They didn't make two Rugrats games.
They made so many Rugrats games, Gary.
Fuck. Are Gary Butterfield and Cole Ross.
Hi, I'm Cole.
The show is Abject Suffering. Yeah, he's Cole. Somebody on Slack suggested outsourcing the tagline.
Okay.
Which I forgot to do, but I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to like go on Twitter or whatever and be like, what's a good tagline?
Okay.
And then I'm just going to choose ones based on that.
Different ones each time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's like fun audience participation. It scratches my like bizarre itch. Also, in updating that subplot of Abject Suffering.
Right.
Weep on the Slack said that there's another podcast that has a very similar like business podcast and fun podcast.
Okay.
And they had a very similar conflict. Like somebody else on that podcast was like, why do we use the official sign on for our dumb podcast? And I'm like, I felt really seen. It's like, it's not okay. Just me.
Yeah, no, maybe the stars are right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's normal. It's normal to be irritated cool. by something like that. Pedestrian.
Right. It's normal to upend something we've been doing for 6 years because yeah. you suddenly have a problem with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Big problem.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Gary, don't go look. So we did a Rugrats game in the past. When did we do that?
Oh, I don't know.
What year?
Boy. Just 2017?
2018.
Oh, it was recently.
Yeah, it was so fucking recently, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like episode 230 something. So within 100 episodes, we have done Rugrats. Gary, I would have sworn that was like 2014 was when we did that N64.
Yeah. Yeah. If we do six of these a month.
Right.
Right. So that would like that we do like 72 of these a year.
Right.
Or whatever. So like I can be forgiven for not.
No. I just the point that I was making by asking you that was I just both of us had the same thing that,
yeah,
we just remembered that it was way longer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Much longer time ago.
Yeah. And I was sure this was the same one as the last one just when we booted up. I was like, oh, there's been a mistake.
Yeah.
But no, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new entry in the duck feed surprise nausea. Camp for me because I got really sick.
Yeah, that camera yeah. And the speed of that baby's movement, we've got mm-hmm. the fastest baby alive right here. Sonic,
we
need
to slow that baby down.
Yeah, we need to like give that baby some
munch house
like,
that baby.
we need to actually like bronze that baby's shoes right now.
Yeah, I need to bronze that baby. Like, maybe slow down.
Can we dip that baby in Han Solo carbonite?
Yeah.
And
Han Solo was all right after that.
He was like, there was an adjustment period. He was sick for a while afterwards.
Did he breathe through carbonite or something?
I think it's like
a suspended
animation.
Book explanation of that.
Yeah, but I'm positive there is. No. Just when they pulled him out, there were like straws sticking out of his nose. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, like just like straight like bendy straw kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, these babies need to slow down.
Mm.
I know the thing about doing this so recently and having no memory of it is I'm certain that we're just going to say things we said in the last one.
Probably.
And I've decided to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because all I could feel like playing this was like perplexness at the cultural sensation that was the Rugrats.
Right.
And the grander look who's talking idea of like, what if babies had these little internal lives?
Right.
You know, as opposed to being essentially plants,
you know? As opposed to being like, loud plants.
Yeah, being loud plants.
Loud and demanding plants.
Which is, government you know, will tell the sentences.
The government will arrest you if this plant dies, Gary.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why you got to get, there should be certain babies that are easier to take care of, kind of like a succulent.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, the government won't arrest you if the plant goes bad.
Yeah. No, I bought a, speaking of succulent, I bought a little bonsai, like a succulent bonsai tree from a vendor over a couple towns over. Mm-hmm. And I brought it in and I had just had it on a table. Initially, it was outside, but I brought it in for the winter. And I was like, is that poisonous? Greta was like sniffing at it, but she it turns out it's like one of the most poisonous things imaginable for a cat. So,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Now it is dying in my garage.
The like, what there's that movie, that Stuart Gordon movie about the guy who gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
This woman, like, woman hits this guy with a car. It's based on a true story. Hits a guy with a car, and then she doesn't know what to do. It's like late and she's drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
So she just parks, like, he's in the grill of her car.
Yeah.
And he lives, though.
Ooh.
And it's kind of becomes like a situation like in the first season of Breaking Bad, where like she just kind of has him there.
Right.
And that's what you're playing.
Yes. No, it's, I just, we're here until the conclusion of this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm still watering it. I don't know if it's the cold that's killing it or not, but like I can't have it in the house. So fuck me, I guess.
Well, you got to choose between cats and plants.
That's the thing. I didn't know that.
You're giving up the world of vegetables.
Yeah.
When you got a cat. Because, yeah, I mean, there are plenty of plants that aren't poisonous to cats. So that doesn't mean they won't just like eat them and destroy them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they'll play with them. So it's a, yeah. I choose not to have, I have like three little tiny cacti.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got.
Yeah.
So those are up there, and those, like, Pocket does try to get into those, but they have natural defenses.
Yeah,
they wake me up. They scream.
Yeah, like babies do. Like, yeah,
know. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, they let me know. So yeah, I don't, the Rugrats, I don't understand, like, necessarily why people were into them. Like, the same people were into Ren and Stimpy. Like, this was like a lead into Ren and Stimpy, and I understand Ren and Stimpy appealing to mm-hmm. people, but it doesn't feel like the same audience.
Yeah,
to me. And then this is a way more horrifying version of the Rugrats. Like, the PS1 rendered Rugrats are really grotesque.
We had a similar, so the last one we did was the, like, Mario Party clone, for the N64, a similar fidelity, here. So I think that, you know, the Rugrats were just not meant to be seen in 3D, especially Mm-mm. not with these grotesque angles that they have going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look really disgusting in this, specifically. The first little, so this is just like a series of like kind of miniature games.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, you go around, based around finding all the puzzle pieces for mm-hmm. a repertoire game. And I did the first one as Chucky, where Chucky has to do hide and seek and they steal his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And Chucky wanders towards the camera without his glasses, which means he just has little tiny, like, inky black pools for eyes. It's very Coraline to me. And I was like, oh, this is like really scary and weird.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and then after that, just a bunch of dumb shit happened, though. They're just, like, based on episodes. It's like, what if the grandpa lost his teeth?
Right. Yeah. I mean, what if you rode the dog and you chased after a goose who stole his teeth? Which is just it's just a worse version of the joke from Simpsons where Simpsons grandpa's gets. Teeth, yeah, you know, the turtle gets them.
Yeah, they didn't turn into a game.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you have to hear all their voices and stuff. Like, their shitty baby voices.
Just,
I don't know,
just
man.
A lot,
just
of, like, a lot of grown women doing baby voices, which is...
I really dislike the Rugrats.
Yeah. No, I watched a good amount of this because this was, like, weirdly kind of in the pocket for when mm-hmm. I grew up. Like, they debuted in, like, what, 92 or something like that. So I was 5, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I just watched it because it was on Nickelodeon in the afternoon when he got home from school. And it's like, oh, those babies, they're getting in their imagination adventures. It was like a shittier, Muppet babies. Version of like Muppet Babies with weirder animation, which I appreciated, but also like less personality, weirdly.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the Muppets.
It's certainly no Muppet Babies. Yeah. Like, Muppet Babies is way weirder. The Rugrats live in like a real world where like they're taken care of and stuff.
Yeah.
The Muppet Babies live in a jail. And every once in a while, a pair of socks comes to like encourage them to do something, and they're left alone for days on end.
Right.
You know, but the Muppet Babies, like, essentially, like, I don't know, they live an experiment.
The Muppet Babies, the situation they're in, it's kind of like one of my nightmares where I'm, you know, walking around my house and there's a door that I didn't know was there before. And I open it up and there is some kind of obligation in there that I've been neglecting. So it is a child that it is an animal that is starved in there. It is a classroom that I didn't study for the test. But in this one, it is a bunch of animal children who have been forced to live inside their own heads because their bodies are in hell.
Yes, yeah, so some of them are animals. Some of them are humans, and some of them are, who knows?
Yeah.
This menagerie that came out of Nanny's crotch is just like...
Isn't Nanny is mommy?
Yeah. Gotcha. You know, just created.
Yeah.
Whole formed, like, just born of a big wet sack.
Yeah.
You know?
My favorite detail about this, because I had forgotten that the father of the Rugrats, Stu, is a toy designer. Yeah. Just how emasculating it is that his kids are in love with and obsessed with toys that he doesn't make.
Yeah, it's really brutal. Because you'd think that'd be a real dream, you know, father.
Yeah.
You know, and in fact, like, they're just not impressed.
No, they just want Reptar. They want the marketing.
The mass market. Yeah. You know, the end of this, the beginning of this has the recreation of the title screen where Chucky, like, comes milk at the camera.
Well, we're Tommy, please. Tommy,
yeah,
is Tommy, the bald
sorry.
One.
Yeah. He's the ejaculate one. we can't see Chucky's hog because it's uncircumcised. They couldn't show that on Nickelodeon.
No turtlenecks was really their only policy.
Was the rule after that Eureka's Castle debacle? They had to
with that
sure.
dragon, that dragon. Uncircumcised dragon.
Yeah. Indeed, with the gnome. I mean, come on. There's no way that guy's not packing neck.
Like, yeah. That's why David the gnome, he had that little like he had that little epithet that he's a little gnome slurs, smegma.
Yeah. But so he does that thing where he just sprays like at the camera with his little like milk phallus.
Yeah.
And the it looks so much grosser in PS1 graphics. It's so disgusting.
Well, it's like off color, like on yeah. it's weirdly yellow. Like
low pulp.
You know? He's a little filling little pulp.
Yeah, little pulp. Oh, yeah, it's just disgusting. I find them disgusting.
Yes,
as creatures,
and, you know, just babies are disgusting. Like neither of us have had kids, so it's neither of us. You know, there's a bit that flips, right? They say like, oh, when it's your own, like you can you can suffer the amount of just saliva that comes.
Yeah,
out.
You're just like yes, you know. And I've definitely like, you know, one of my close friends just recently had a kid. So I've been talking to him about it. And yeah, it's a conversation I've had many times of people coming to that realization and realizing like, oh, like, it's okay. Shit is just shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one way to learn that lesson. But from the outside and just knowing him, he's probably the person I'm closest to who has had kids.
Yeah.
So I'm able to like push some boundaries and be like, but really, it's like actually pretty gross. And I've got him to admit some things that like parents don't usually admit.
Right.
Yeah. Where it's just kind of like, yeah, like this large portions of this fucking suck, like, you know, which nobody ever wants to say.
Right.
Like literally ever, you know, and he's into it. Like, he's not like, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I wish I had done it.
Well,
but
because
he's,
the government would come.
Like, exactly. The government would come and take away his plant. Like,
right.
But he is, you know, he's just like, yeah, this is a wonderful. It's an amazing miracle. Also, it kind of sucks ass. So I appreciate that honesty.
Yes. Yeah.
That people do not like doing.
But yeah, like, I'm
watching the intro of this again because I needed to see that milk spray.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like how loose like Tommy's diaper is.
That's a thing in this. You're like, yeah. His diaper is his backpack. Like, that's where they keep all their stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, just like you just in the cartoon, like they'll need something, they'll need a tool, and he'll just like reach down into his ass and pull it out.
It's so gross.
Yeah,
Tommy Pickles, no. you're Tommy's father, and he just like, oh, where are my car keys? And Tommy just gives you a knowing look, you know. Like, you're a rat. Dad,
like, I'm sorry, it's warm. It came from my diaper.
The funny thing about the pickles. The thing about the pickles. God. You know where it's at, Dad. What the?
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah.
There's some real. Did you? There's some good game fact stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found some stuff.
Yeah, I really like Zach Mann.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Mann is my new guy. So, you know, 1999. Hi, the name is Zach Mann. I played Rugrats the Search for Reptar and found it to be rather entertaining. There's some tough spots in the game, which I'll point out. Here goes. And it has one of my favorite things that, like, game facts trope.
Right.
Is the, like, look at me, I'm so weird for doing this game that, like, you know, it's very, you know, ironic porn purchase leads to unironic ejaculation.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, thing from the AV Club. It's like, well, you just like the game, man. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, like, wouldn't this be funny if we all masturbated to this? Like, you just got to go for it.
Yeah.
But so there's a whole subset called Why Rugrats, Zach, man? which just like I'm him imagining the teeming million, just be like, Zach Man, no, you do it? So Zach Man,
he has to take over all the frequencies to give his manifesto.
Yeah,
to an all points bulletin. But like the reason he gives is so bad. It's like literally just real typical 1999 internet or whatever. Like, oh, caffeine maybe do it. Why Rugrats? Too much Coca-Cola. All my words, literally.
Because I'm a little too asleep to realize what I'm doing. By the time I send this, I'll be thinking, what the bleep did I just do? Well, besides, I had to help a lot of my friends with this eventually, especially the hard levels.
They're a whole group of friends. What do we have in common? We all wear red leather jackets and we all play Rugrats.
Rugrats Search for Reptar. If we get that Rugrats studio tour bullshit out of here, that's a rival gang.
The Splinter faction.
Yeah, it's like the Brotherhood of Steel.
Secrets. Jump over stairs while running. When you are upstairs, go to the stairs and jump. You should jump straight over them without hurting yourself. That's cool. Not a secret, that's just a thing that you intuit to do, because going up and down the stairs is really slow.
This is also an incredibly short fact.
Yes,
because you notice how he did not finish this. He did not stop it. Like, he's talking about, like, being on this Coca-Cola bender and waking up to see what he's done.
Yeah.
And what he's done is write, like, 700 words about a Rugrats fact.
He outlines two of the mini-games.
Yeah, it's really, and both of which are easy.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're one of his many friends who need help with the hard levels, you're fucked.
Right. Zach Man, to psychotic intentions and beyond. XO. Yeah. Oh, you're so random, Zach Man.
This fact was created by Zach Man. You may use this fact in any pleasable way.
Pleasable.
What does that mean? Zach Man.
Zach Man likes to review things and give them glowingly high scores.
Yeah. Well, Zach Man's a force for positivity.
Sonic Adventure. Sonic fans are in for a treat. Let's see here. Mega Man X4 is his lowest reviewed game with 4 hearts out of 5. The best.
And he calls it the best X series.
What are you talking about?
The best Mega Man X game is a 4 out of 5, and it's the 4th one. Okay, Zach Man.
All right. Well, I mean, Mega Man X1 got 1 heart, and it proceeds apace, which means that Mega Man X5 is the best in the series. It isn't.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's really not. It's really not good.
They get dumb. No. He's very terse in these as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his review of Mega Man X is very short. Story. The story is pretty good, but hard to understand. Not much to say about that. You don't have to add. Okay, Zach Man.
I mean, that's a really good... I like Zach Man's instincts.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can update reviews?
Where did you see that?
Chrono Trigger. Review by Zach Man. Reviewed November of 1999. Updated January of 2001.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the light of what happened, came out of Chrono's past.
Right. Chrono got canceled.
Yeah. I love his review of Siphon Filter. This game is awesome. It's everything Metal Gear Solid wasn't. Hell yeah, buddy. Like, get charge at the king with the Siphon Filter.
And make sure you don't miss.
Yeah.
I mean,
instead of having to sneak around, you can blast guys with grenade launchers.
Yeah.
Want to let out a little gas? Gas grenades are a must. Want to watch some terrorist butt fly? Grenade launcher, baby. Want to blast somebody in the head and not even get noticed? Sniper rifles, yeah. That's a good review.
Sniper rifles, yeah.
Yeah. Story, 10 out of 10. The story is enough to get your adrenaline flowing. There's traitors, assassins, the works.
Everything. It's got both flavors, both traitors and assassins.
And assassins. Taters, assassins, assassins, taters. I love the Zach Man.
You get more weapons, better views, more levels, much longer games with less cinema, and even a little taser scene thrown in. Equals D burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Huh. He's it's funny though, because he also reviewed Metal Gear Solid and he loves that as well. So it's also a 5. It's
everything's also a 5 bagger. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it 3 bags and then give it 2 bonus bags for
because so they're trying real hard.
Yeah, they're trying real hard.
I was also I enjoyed the review by Comfortably Numb.
Oh sure,
yeah.
I've got that one up as well.
A fun game for kids and pro gamers alike.
Yeah, pro gamers are gonna get way into this.
All the running, all the best strats. Rugrats, if you may not know, is a popular children's show on the horrible channel Nickelodeon. All that, ugh.
Guy's really coming out swinging.
Yeah, the all that detractor has logged on.
Did you notice the feud between Micro 761 and Akaroid?
No, I've got the review for Akaroid open, or the review by Akaroid open, but
so Akaroid does his review for extreme fans only, which I just opened because I like the idea of an extreme Rugrats fan. Like, but in the message board, Micro 761 calls out Akaroid.
Ooh.
And it's the first time I've seen this. Like, the topic is review by Akaroid. How in an accurate review, especially the part where she said the quote extra is 3 out of 10, but the best bit is you get all 12 pieces of the Reptar puzzle, which completes the game. Then the ending intro will show, and then you will play a secret last level. I won't say anything else because it'll be a spoiler, but it's pretty fun compared to the rest of the game. They even made a whole new character with special moves for it. Bolded text, but you can only play it once. Then you had to beat the game to play it again. This statement is false. Burn. You can actually play that final level over and over again without restarting the game from scratch. How I do it is easy. Just follow these steps. So it's basically calling him out.
Oh yeah, no, just a j'accuse.
Yeah. Yep. It's you, Micro 761.
Oh gosh. So. I like to think that Akaroid is actually Dan Akaroid.
And oh, sure.
It's his moonlighting as a GameFAQ reviewer.
It's all the members of Akaroid River.
Mm. Yeah. I searched and stared, but only the pickle stared back.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to give, like, it's dumb to give this game a 1 star. Like, why are you reviewing this game? Why are we reviewing this game? But B, like, why would you step in and say, excuse me, sir, I need to defend the honor of this?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's pretty well-liked game.
Yeah.
And on, like, our curves. Like, people like this game.
I was playing it, and, like, it's not terrible.
Well, like, if I was like an idiot baby who loved these characters, of course I would like it.
Yeah.
Like, all the marketing for this was like, oh, we wanted to make a game for 7 to 12 year olds.
Yep.
And success. Like, if I was, you know, if I was 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. But I'm not 7.
No, I'm not.
You know, no, this 40 year old boomer does not want to deal with, like, this Reptar horse shit. You know, give me a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Get this shit off my screen.
The thing about the okay boomer thing is, like, I'm all for it because fuck the boomers, but all of a sudden a Gen Zer is going to come and say okay boomer to me, and it's like, I spent all my life being shit on by boomers, and now you do me like this? Come on.
We are truly the in-between generation.
Yeah.
Where we don't get to, like, you know, I've mentioned it before, but, like, last time I handed a gigantic check to Jen for Transactive, where she's like, you give me hope in the young people of the world. And I'm like, ma'am, I am in my late 30s.
Yes.
Like, I am not the person to be inspiring that hope.
Nope. Like, yeah. It's like, excuse me, also our audience is mostly in their 30s too.
Yeah. This is a place for Gen X millennials.
Yes.
You know, that kind of between mm-hmm. space.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm okay with the okay boomer thing, but it's doing the same thing all memes are doing. And I know people love it when we talk about memes because we're so good at it. But, like, is just them just becoming the remix?
Yes.
Thing. And that's the thing that kills me about fucking memes is, like, anything kind of new one comes out and then it just, let's Mad Lib these together.
Mm-hmm. No, we need to speed run all the combinations that we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then just, you know, it's the two ladies yelling at the cat. The ladies are saying, okay, boomer. And that's mm-hmm. like, well, yep, those are together. Or it's the Harley Davidson motorcycle dad and son.
Yeah.
They're arguing it. It ends with okay boomer. And it's like, well, yes, I remember that image from before. And yes, you've added this new thing to it. But mm-hmm. there's no joke here.
Nope.
You know?
Yeah.
No joke.
No, I mean, the joke is all the New York Times, like, op-ed pieces about it. Getting all hurt about it, but
it is extremely similar.
That's the funny part, not anything anybody intentionally did to be funny with it.
Like, I think that there will probably be a switch at some point, similar to the baby switch,
mm-hmm.
where I will care about ageism
mm-hmm.
at some point. Like, I understand, like, just saying, like, blanket, I don't care about an ism isn't great, but mm-hmm. like, I don't treat old people poorly. Like, I mean, I like old people.
If you're ranking them, and I'm sure somebody has gotten fired because they are too old.
Yeah.
I'm not
for that, and I'm not looking forward to the fact, like, when I'm, like, eating cans of government cat food, like, you know, living in you know, sharing an apartment with a bunch of gangbangers, like, when I'm, you know, through some kind of weird Judge Dredd kind of, you know, city block 17 kind of shit. I'm not looking forward to that, but I just at this point, when people are talking about ageism with the OK Boomer thing, is this really the biggest fire right now?
No, it is not.
Like, is this really the most important ism? Should we really be spending time defending this class?
Yeah.
Right now, and I understand the argument that, like, oh, it's not really about weighting the things, like, it's not a race, you just defend all classes and stuff, but it just feels like appropriating the language of social justice to fight back against somebody feeling bad for something that doesn't hurt them.
And that's the thing, that like the, that is, you know, looking out for people who are appropriating the language of social justice in bad faith, right?
Yeah.
No, I just, and like, it's funny because OK Boomer instantly became about the age as opposed to just the massive, just all of the opportunity that they got and squandered and just, you know, burnt up so we couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is what is embodied in that. Not so much like, oh, you were born in me from 1945 to 1960.
It's the same thing with the not all men thing too, that I've said a million times, but like, if you read something, like if you're older, and you read something that says OK Boomer and you're like, I didn't squander, like, I didn't do those things, we're not talking about you.
No,
you know, it's the same thing with not all men. Like, you read this thing, it's like, men suck, and I'm like, well, I don't suck. Well, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah,
you know, it's you can talk about broad trends, you don't it is, you know, being technically correct is the worst kind of correct. You know, contorting yourself to come up with counter examples for everything someone says that is a broad trend is such unbelievable horseshit, and it's what the internet is made out of, and it sucks.
Yes.
And it makes it really hard to have conversations because you could be like, man, this generally kind of sucks. And you could be doing that for any number of reasons, like you're, you know, venting, or you're trying to make a point that is still like actionable. And someone will be like, but what about this one edge case where it doesn't happen? And like, what fucking about that? Like,
no, talking on the internet, it's kind of like trying to skateboard down a road that has a bunch of gravel strewn over it, you know, and each of those individual things, each of those behaviors that this show is like kind of dedicated to describing is another one of those pieces of gravel.
Yeah.
It's another pebble, another stone that that'll just knock you off. And like, well, we're not going to get anywhere because of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very frustrating and it's very common.
Yeah.
I just fast forwarded the long play.
Okay.
That I have to open to refresh my memory of that intro of Rugrats. And about 40 minutes into it, somebody has let Tommy Pickles free in the grocery store. And he is just dragging his diaper through produce, like just tearing ass, crawling through produce, and like oranges and stuff are flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Like just pushed aside by his like diaper. His like just sopping wet guinea sack of supplies.
Yeah, no, hanging down to mid shin. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. I'm really grossed out by it. Just imagining somebody rubbing their diaper all over a banana before I eat it.
I mean, like, you pick the worst possible one. The banana has the banana is its own wrapper.
Have to touch it.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have to touch the wrapper. You still have to touch it. You know, and okay. I eat the whole peel.
Of course. I smoke the peel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I heard it gets you high if you smoke enough of them.
Yeah.
So
Rugrats premiered in 1991. In the first season, Tommy celebrated his first birthday. So he would have been born in 1990. He would be 29 right now.
Okay. I hope he'd be embarrassed about shitting on all these raspberries. Like...
and the thing is, he would never be able to live it down.
Yeah.
Cancel Tommy Pickles.
It's online. Yeah, exactly. We need to cancel more babies. Like, just get them out of the way, you know? Because they're going to end up fucking up eventually.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like, just precog, like pre-cance. Like the Philip K. Dick. You know, like a world where they know to pre-cancel you.
Yeah. Here's this one-year-old doing the Nazi salute. Ah, shit.
Canceled. No longer support this one-year-old. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh, Tommy's going. He's going back into the butcher shop.
Uh-oh. We call it long veal.
Yeah, he's throwing pies now. Okay. At so it's back. Cool. It's okay.
All right.
It really looked like he was going back to the butcher counter, though. Uh-oh. Time for dead Tommy. Oh, I remember these teen characters too. Like two grocery store teens. That like
oh yeah, odd jobs. Yeah. No, there's the reusable ones.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, yeah, that might be about it for Rugrats.
I think so. This was a Patreon demand by Ben. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing us the gospel according to Zach Man.
Yes, we yeah, will keep an eye out for Zach Man in the future, although we saw all the reviews he did.
Oh, yeah. So. But he might, you know,
he might come
back. Zach Man can lurk. If you like the show, please. Oh, this was a Patreon demand, but it's not Exquisite Suffering. So if you like the show, if you'd like to demand a show about a certain game, if you just want to hear more episodes of it, the best way to do so is go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. In fact, it's the only way to hear more episodes of the show. If you're getting them through another thing, it's not great.
Yeah.
Someone's posting our premium epos.
What?
Without our permission. No, not saying they are, but if you're hearing it without doing that. Tommy Pickles just went back into this room that is like spilled with garbage. It's soap. Uh-huh. So it's supposed to be slippery, but it just looked like it was filled with gray waste and crawling with flies at first. Like, it was just like all the diapers in the world just like spilled into one room.
He just wandered into a Nine Inch Nails video.
Exactly. Like, Tommy Pickles. Also, ratings reviews are useful. Yeah. Oh man, and the toilet paper, the brand is just toilet in big words, big letters, here in this grocery store. Well,
how else would you know where to put it?
Just get a big pack of toilet. It's toilet Sunday. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right.
Those are all the things you can do.
Yep. And the final thing you can do is mail a big old diaper to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.